The team here on Science in Action is constantly amazed by how complex and ingenious biological systems are. Nature is capable of some feats and tricks that human engineers can only dream of. For example, the way genes in our DNA instruct the construction of proteins which are essential for life, all in a neat and tidy microscopic instruction package. When our chemists are copying a particular part of this process, when a molecule called a ribosome constructs proteins from their building blocks, amino acids. And they've done it by making a tiny nanorobot version of this ribosome. Professor David Lee from the University of Manchester in the UK.
We take a tiny molecular-sized tract, just a few nanometers, that's a millionth of a millimeter long, that has building blocks attached to this tract. Then a ring is threaded onto the track at one end and a reactive sort of robotic arm attached to this ring. And then the whole machine moves along the track with the arm picking up the building blocks one by one as it moves along the track and connecting them together like bricks of Lego to form a new molecule.
And that Lego analogy is a good one. You've actually got a video, an animation of this process in action, which we'll get a link to up on our Science in Action webpage. And it really does look like a small Lego machine, a small robot walking along this track bit by bit by bit and clipping these bits together.
Yes, that's really exactly how it works. It's just like engineering, but with molecular size building blocks. And the way that they stick together is through chemical bonds rather than the holes and the ridges that you find with Lego building blocks. But other than that, it's the same principle.
And really, the key thing here is that you've been able to put these blocks together in the order that you lay them out on the strand, on the track, in the first place. So you can assemble things in the exact order that you want.
Yeah, so that's the exciting thing for us, that we can use this blueprint of the building blocks on the track then to assemble any kind of molecule that we want using this type of machine. If we change the order of the building blocks on the track, then we'll change the order in which the machine builds them into the structure, and we can make different sorts of molecules that way.
And what actually is it that you're able to create? Is it proteins?
Yeah, the building blocks are proteins, at least. At the moment, just short peptide chains up to 4 or 5 amino acid units long. And in order to make proteins, we're going to have to increase that up to, say, around 100 amino acids in the chain. But the principle is established. That's the key thing of this latest result.
And how long does it take at the moment?
It's relatively fast. It takes a few hours for each building block to be assembled by the machine. But the nice thing is that this can be massively paralleled, because we're only talking about very small molecules here. So in fact, we can have a million, million, million of these machines working at the same time to carry out a synthesis of new molecules.
What's the eventual aim for you with this sort of technique? We know how important it is in nature to assemble proteins. Is that the aim for you as well?
Well, we hope that we'll be able to assemble other sorts of building blocks as well to make other unnatural molecules and materials using this sort of technology. And just as robots are used to assemble cars on assemble lines in factories in the big world, one day we hope it'll be possible to use molecular factories to make molecules.
What sort of molecules are we talking about? If you were to use your imagination and create anything you want, what would you have these things building?
Even the small structures that we've made today can actually be used to make some interesting molecules. So just adding 3 amino acids together, which we've already done in the machine that we've designed, that can be used to make the chemical backbone for antibiotics such as penicillin. These are based on tripeptide skeletons. So we could actually think about having these molecular machines being used as factories for making penicillins and other antibiotics.
So new drugs, and could you see them making new materials, new types of plastics and things?
Yes, so the other real advantage of this sort of approach is that it may be possible to make new sorts of materials. So the ribosome makes proteins, which is one sort of polymer that's used by nature. But with our artificial machines, we're not limited by the building blocks used by nature, and we should be able to make new materials with other kinds of building blocks, which could be new types of plastics, new types of catalysts, pharmaceuticals, and so on. So using molecular machines to actually make molecules could have real advantages that way too.
Professor David Lee on just one of the many ways human engineers can learn from nature, reported in the journal Science this week.